Great Australian Outback Trucking Story. Written by Bill Swampy Marsh and read by Bill Swampy Marsh and Jackie Capona. A couple of years ago, a group of owner-drivers who'd run the Pacific Highway asked me to make a speech at a reunion they were having in Grafton. Anyhow, I started off by saying, when we began in this industry, none of us made a lot of money. But Jesus, we had a lot of fun. Then I added, though unfortunately, the fun's gone out of it now. I said, the way I see it is that in many ways, as the transport industry has evolved, it hasn't necessarily evolved in a good way. I said, back in our time, the camaraderie was tremendous. If you broke down or you got a flat tyre, a fellow truckie would pull over to give you a hand. But it's not like that now. I said, these days, if you got a flat tyre, they're more than likely to try and run you over while you're out there changing it. And that's just one example of how much things are changed. And while, yes, a large part of it is probably to do with money, it's my thinking that, and this may sound a bit strange, another thing that's changed the great camaraderie we once had, and for the worse, was when the UHF and CB radios came in. I began to notice it after I got my first CB radio back in the early 70s. Like, I've always been a friendly sort of bloke, and so while I'd be driving along, I'd be talking to fellow truckies on the CB, and we'd chat for hours, nice and friendly. But when I sat down at a roadhouse to have something to eat, and that same fella turned up, he'd go and sit at another table, like I was a total stranger. And I just couldn't understand that. It's the same as this social media thing, where you've got hundreds of friends on Facebook or whatever it is, but no one actually wants to meet up with you, face to face, to have a chat. And that's what it was like after the UHF and the CB radios came in. Gone were the times where you'd all sit around the table in a roadhouse somewhere, swap yarns and spin a bit of bullshit. Worse still was that when the radios came in, a lot of narkiness came into the game. Like, if something went wrong, instead of just saying, sorry mate, I stuffed up, they'd be looking for an excuse to worm their way out of any responsibility by trying to blame someone else. Another change for the worse was when the powers that be brought in the speed restrictions. To begin with, they were the biggest joke ever because we soon worked out how to get around them. But as time went by, all of that was tightened up. And now that that's all so well policed, you can't get away with anything. It was the same with the logbooks. Before the powers that be put everything on the computer, I was running two separate logbooks. One was for me, and the other one was for the fictitious bloke who was supposed to be having a sleep in the bunk while I was driving. So for the first 7 or 8 hours, I'd be driving under my own name. Then Wally, whatever his name was, the fictitious driver, would take over while I was supposed to be having a spell in the bunk.